Welcome to Chapter 11, The Elevator Ride.
My situation at this time had changed. I was now divorced with two small children. So, after my success with Calisthead, obviously I was hooked on this path to find the thread that connected small public companies that eventually became successful. What was it about them? I learned a lot from the Calisthead experience. Anyway, about a year after Calisthead, I traveled to Salt Lake City, because Salt Lake City at that time was a hotbed of small public companies, especially in the mining business. So I'm in Salt Lake City and I just started to visit some brokerage firms. I was in this building visiting a brokerage firm, and on my way out, I get on the elevator and there's a gentleman there, tall gentleman, mid-60s, with a cowboy string tie and cowboy boots. Anyway, I get on the elevator and we started a conversation on the way down. He wound up, he asked me, he asked me where I was from. I told him Philadelphia. He said, why was I there? I told him. And he said, well, you know, he said, we brought a company public called Stansbury Mining, of which I am the CEO of. Really? So that intrigued me. So we continued the conversation down to the lobby. And I said, look, you know, we agreed we were going to have a coffee or something before I left to go back to Philadelphia. I was interested in hearing more about his story. And that's where we left it. The next day, we got together, and he gave me a background. He was the head of geology, University of Utah, and the former president of the World Council of Geologists. Had this penny stock, Stansbury Mining, that had, he felt, some interesting commercially viable properties, one being in Clayton, Idaho, a silver property. So anyway, I leave, go back to Philadelphia, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, is this another example of where somebody is overly qualified for this, shall we say, entity? And again, I ask myself, why is somebody with his credentials at his age, you know, bothering himself with a public company unless there was something there? So I decided to invest my life savings at that time in my life, which at this point was $15,000, into this penny stock. Well, that was the beginning of an investment. I was spoiled, I must say, by the Goodway experience and the Calisthead experience. I guess in my mind, I thought that I had figured it out. And I actually had figured it out, but what I didn't figure was this investment opportunity was going to require a trait that I've never really been known for, but I didn't even realize I had, and that was patience. The ensuing 6 years of nothing took place. I went out there about once or twice a year to see what was going on. My dad used to joke, kid me, and say, listen, stock's got to go to a dollar for me to break even on phone bills and travel expenses. And he wasn't far from wrong. But anyway, during this time, of course, I had begun a career at Sun Oil in the industrial products department, outside sales, and it was good. I enjoyed it. It allowed me to develop some marketing skills, business skills. I was kind of on my own without having to necessarily be on my own. But the investment basically stagnated. And I am going to pick up the Stansbury story in episode down the road here when we get down to 1976. And then things took a turn. And I will say this in advance, patience is a virtue. It's tricky at times to embrace, let's say. But when there's no choice, I mean, I had made a commitment and I was waiting for somebody else to do something. And that was the most frustrating part. But this particular elevator ride, while it took a long time to materialize, really did change my life and the life of my family.
Up next, my first babysitter, Lou Nassif.